Sanders' campaign signals concern after losing coveted Working Families Party endorsement. By Hannah Blow on September 18, 2019. The Sanders campaign and supporters are signaling concern after the socialist senator lost the coveted Working Families Party endorsement to Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, according to recent reports. The Working Families Party, which backed Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in 2015, chose to endorse Warren over the Vermont Socialist, it was revealed on Monday. Senator Warren strikes fear into the hearts of the robber barons who rigged the system and offers hope to millions of working people who have been shut out of our democracy and economy, WFP's National Party Director Maurice Mitchell said in a statement, according to Politico. According to Politico's report, the vast majority of WFP members chose Warren over Sanders, 61% to 36%. The news coincides with the Sanders campaign's shakeup in New Hampshire, moving presidential campaign operations state director Joe Cayazzo to Massachusetts and filling his New Hampshire post with Shannon Jackson, who served as a senior advisor during Sanders' 2016 presidential bid and ran his 2018 Senate re-election campaign. The move also followed rumblings of a Warren surge among Democrat insiders, including uncommitted delegates in the Granite State, many of whom are actively considering Warren. Additionally, a CBS/YouGov tracker released last week spelled more trouble for the Sanders campaign, showing his ideological ally narrowly edging him, and Joe Biden, D, out as the leader in the early primary state. Warren's increasing popularity and rise in enthusiasm is causing concern among Sanders supporters. Seeing the campaign not be able to outshine Warren with WFP progressives doesn't have me questioning WFP's process. Raphael Shimonov, a former Sanders volunteer and former national creative director for WFP, told Politico. It has me questioning where the Bernie campaign could have done better. Because I want to make sure the strongest candidate unmasks Biden and unseats Trump, Shimonov added. Politico reported. In 2016, Bernie was the David who beat Goliath in New Hampshire. The expectations this time around are incomparable, said Andrew Feldman, a Democratic strategist with close ties to labor groups. It would be a mistake to try to replicate the type of campaign that Sanders ran in New Hampshire in 2016 because the dynamics of this race are completely different. For Sanders to be successful, a professional operation is critical. However, an NBC/Wall Street Journal national poll released Tuesday signaled more trouble for the Sanders campaign, showing Biden and Warren pulling away as the clear frontrunners and leading the remaining candidates, including Sanders, by double digits. As Breitbart News reported. The poll, which surveyed 506 Democrat primary voters September 13 to 16, shows Biden and Warren pulling away from the rest of the pack, with Biden leading by 31% support. He is followed by Warren, who garnered 25% support. Notably, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, a longtime top-tier candidate, fell behind Warren by double digits, seeing just 14% support. No other candidate saw over 7% support, with Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, garnering 7% support, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, seeing 5%, and Andrew Yang, D, taking in 4%. The margin of error is +4.36%. According to Politico, Sanders' campaign staffers have been calling members of their steering committee over concerns with the media's narrative on the campaign's internal shakeups and speculation of increasing worries regarding the ground game of his close competitors. Politico spoke with nearly a dozen current and former Sanders advisors and allies, some of whom declined to discuss internal dynamics on the record because of fear of retribution. Since Sunday, campaign staffers have been calling members of their steering committee, asking them not to speak to the media because stories about the internal shakeup were published, according to three people who received the calls. A pair of primary state polls released Wednesday likely further the campaign's existing concerns, with an Iowa poll showing both Biden and Warren leading by double digits and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, edging out Sanders for third place in the state. Similarly, a Florida poll also showed Sanders down by double digits, garnering 14% to Biden's 34% and Warren's 24%. The current Real Clear Politics average shows Sanders 2 points behind Warren 16.1% to the Massachusetts Senator's 17.7%.